everybody. Welcome to Delta Flodge Outdoors. Today I'm sitting here recording with my two sons, Trapper Craig and Hunter Craig. It could go one of two ways, either to be okay or to be extremely bad, because you never know what you're going to get. I'm excited about having them sit here and record with me. They've never done it, so we're going to jump right into it. Here's the oldest one. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Trapper Craig. I like fishing, and I like playing with Legos.
All right, Hunter, come over here.
Hi, I'm Hunter Craig. I like hunting and playing football.
All right, so that's Trapper and Hunter. They're 11 and 9. Trapper will be 12 in July. Hunter will be 10 in September. Trapper's always been more of a fisherman when it comes to outdoors. And they both like going camping, but Trapper's more of the fisherman, and Hunter's more of the hunter, obviously. Skylar didn't join us today. She's probably down for a nap, you know, moody three-year-olds. So Trapper's background, like I said, he fishes a little bit. His personal best is right around 7-pound bass. I'm going to try to find the picture and add it into this where y'all could see. He caught it July of probably 3-4 years ago out of one of our ponds in North Louisiana on my wife's family's land. We call it Honey's Pond. And that's his personal best when it comes to catching a bass. And he liked it before then. I think he's really hooked after that. He got more into it. And then he's not really much into hunting. But like I said, he does like to go camping. He does a little bit. He's a hell of a Lego builder. I'll give him that. So, Trapper, why don't you talk a little bit about you've got the saltwater fishing. We live in South Louisiana. What did you think about that?
Saltwater fishing is pretty cool. I do remember I got a red belt caught a big redfish one time, but it took my hook off with it.
And you caught a couple small ones that were just of legal size, which is like 16 inches down there. He did catch a couple like that. But he hooked into a bull red, and he was using like little Zebco 202 or something. I don't remember, because he wasn't. He's 11. He was about 7.
7 or 8.
Yeah.
Back in Grand Isle.
Yeah, Grand Isle, side of LA-1 on the side of the road. Then we hadn't done that in a few years since we moved to Oklahoma. We fished.
I remember that was the same place he taught me how to raise your arm up and down to get an A2 to honk at you.
Yeah, it was. When you were even smaller. We haven't made that trip since we live in Oklahoma now in several years, but that's something we'll have to try to reintroduce and actually film and show like some of the stuff we come from. Hunter, why don't you slide over here? This is Hunter stepping in, and so like I said, Hunter's 9. He likes to play football, and he is more of our deer hunter. He's killed one deer with a crossbow last year in Edmond, and
I would have shot quite a few deer.
Yeah, he had opportunities this year. He had opportunities this year, and we got busted opening day. Then the deer didn't cooperate on a couple other trips, like here on our own place. They were supposed to come out to our right. They came out to our left. Then they were supposed to come out to our left. They came out to our right. We had a little spike, and I told him it was on him if he wanted to shoot it. And we were sitting on the ground with like up on two rocks. It got within like 20 feet of us before it decided that, hey, they might not be, you know, big rocks sit there. And he's killed one. He could have made some shots this year. I didn't let him because I wasn't confident in his abilities, but actually after shooting some with him after the fact with his pellet rifle and everything, I made the mistake of not letting him shoot. He could have made the shot. So you've killed the one deer, right, Hunter?
I killed the one deer.
And then this year you played football for your first year, mm-hmm. Everything. You enjoyed that. So but next year, like, we're building a big box stand here on the place and everything, and we've got it set up to hopefully get shit. So sorry, technical difficulty. I wasn't paying attention. The end credits come up before the show. So like we're saying, we're actually building our box stand. We didn't work on it this weekend. We've got some pictures of some information of our stuff as we're building it. And we'll get it up and going before too long. Hunter and Trapper's been helping on that. Trapper, Hunter, you excited about getting into, like, you got to try your saddle out. I bought them a custom gear modifications pygmy rattler saddle for Christmas. And This is the first time we got to try it out was yesterday. There was a short on our YouTube channel about it. And then I've got a 7-minute video of him actually climbing and coming back down and everything on one of his first climbs. So he's learning it. Hunter, why don't you talk to us about using the Pygmy Rattler by Custom Gear Modifications. So, you like it?
Yeah. So it's just kind of, when you get on there, it's just fun. You feel like you're just...
You feel safe, but yeah.
You feel comfortable, it's safe, but you also, it's a great way of hunting. I think it'll be really useful because, again, the deer, the tree stands, they are so heavy, and you have to find a tree that you can actually put it on to where it's not too crowded. But with the saddle, you can mount it on any tree. It's really light, and you can move way more than you can in the tree stand. So if the deer is coming at you from 12, and you can just turn around on the backside of the tree to where it doesn't see you. And I think it's really cool, and I can't wait to use it to go hunting.
So you want to spend a little more time, a little better at it? You like you asked me earlier before we started recording about doing it. We're going to try and get into it. So someday let them do a little climbing. I'm actually, I've one stick for the last couple years, and I'll probably start rappelling this year. I hadn't been rappelling. I was looking at stuff from Eastern Woods because I actually had them on the podcast a long time ago. And so we'll set that up. He'll probably go to, once he starts using it fully, he'll one stick and rappel with a one stick and aider like I do. But I also have some muddy climbing sticks that I'll use with like a 4 to 5 step aider for presets on our private land here. But for like public, I run my ultimate one stick with a 3-step aider, and I'm gonna start rappelling this year. Hunter is keep learning and practicing. And that's where we're at. We just wanted to get a little short run down, let y'all actually finally kind of meet the boys on that are behind it and the future of, like I talk about taking kids hunting and being the future of the outdoors. I've got 2 and then my daughter coming up. We'll try and get her out here on one day. I don't know how successful we'll be at that. And so with that, Trapper and Hunter, tell everybody later.
Bye.
All right. So I'm going to wind this one down. It was a little short podcast. We wanted to just let y'all kind of meet the boys, so, per se, and talk about what their interests are. And like I said, Hunter getting into saddle hunting, and we're excited about next year, well, this year coming up. So y'all stay tuned. Julius Craig, Delta Flodge Outdoors.